Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Boy, there's a weird story out there. You'll be talking about this one wherever you go today. And, you know, we kind of live our lives in a routine. You know, we kind of do the same things over and over. Life doesn't get too crazy, too out of hand.
Hopefully.
But then you see these stories. We're like, how is this family doing this? How are they living this way? It happened in the Netherlands. Dutch police discovered a family of adults who were hidden in a farmhouse cellar for 9 years. The family is made up of a 58-year-old man and his six adult children, ranging from ages 16 to 25. They had zero contact with the outside world. And sources say the kids were made to believe they were the only human beings left on Earth.
After the rapture.
Yes.
They were told that the rapture had happened and there was no one else left.
Yeah.
And they were living in this cellar and maybe coming up to tend the goats every now and then on this, you know, loner farm.
I bet they were happier not having to deal with these crazy people in this world.
So when they went in, how old were they, and how old are they now?
They've been in there for like 9 years.
And they're like 16 to 25 now.
Now they can't find the mom. They think she might have died and he buried her or something.
Okay.
That's
yeah, this is still very developing. Yeah. I saw it come up on my Apple News yesterday, and they, at the time, thought that the dad had been arrested, but later they determined that was some other man in there with them, I guess another rapturee. So the story's kind of still developing, but the 25-year-old apparently escaped at night and went to a bar and ordered beers.
That's what I'd have done.
I'd have a drink after these 9 years.
I'd have called Uber. Pick me
and
up.
He got drunk enough to where the bartender was talking to him, and he admitted that they had been stuck in this basement all these years, and their dad had told him the rapture had happened, and he didn't want his family to live like this anymore, and he needed help. And that's when the bartender called the police. And when the police got there, the 58-year-old man, or the father, or whoever he is, was not cooperative, so they end up arresting him and then going in and rescuing all these people.
So that goes to show you, you know, when you are at that bar and you have a story to tell, you need to tell the bartender.
Oh, yeah. You do. Yeah. And don't remember.
Lean on his shoulder.
I've always taught my kids, I'm like, you go, if you're lost or you're scared, go to a policeman. If you can't find a policeman, find a bartender. Because they will listen to you.
I mean, but this is a crazy story.
It is, but you know, and not that I could live in a basement, but I really, if I had a big old piece of land, I'd bring my family and friends and lock the gates.
Okay.
I'd be okay not having to deal with the outside world.
So you'd start like one of those cults?
It wouldn't be a cult, no.
And
we would just have fun.
You'd spike the Kool-Aid?
We would come out to go to the grocery store and probably a bar.
Okay. They wouldn't call it a cult. It would. It might be like one, but it wouldn't call it that. No. That's a bad term.
It would be no worshiping nothing.
But your adult friends could make the choice. The children, on the other hand,
this is
they're being
sad.
Told, oh, my gosh. You know, there's nothing out there for you. This is it.
You know, you said they should make a movie of this, but they already did.
Okay.
The Village.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
I don't want to spoil that for anyone, but it was very similar. These people lived, and they thought that they were, like, in the 1800s. They even had this super rich guy that made sure airplanes diverted their flights and didn't fly over this section of land. And they just thought they were living in the 1800s, and there was monsters past the fence, and they never went past the fence. And finally, someone got really sick, and this girl went ahead and went past the fence and found the whole real world out there.
We'll just watch the movie. Thank you.
Don't spoil it for you. It's only a 20-year-old movie.
But, you know, it's sad, though. I mean, because we go about our lives thinking, okay, I'm going, you know, going to go to my job, go eat dinner tonight, hang out with the kids.
We know how we live.
These people, I'm like, he's so messed up. Now he's messed up his kids, too.
But, you know, Cato has a point. Yeah. Maybe they were actually happy. I mean, because they didn't have to deal with all this.
So here's the older one who kind of wanders into a bar to get a beer. Don't you think he was a little freaked out? Like, oh, I thought Dad said there weren't any people around.
I'm not sure what his situation. He may have been one who had figured it out already and was not wanting to play along anymore.
Well, he might have been locked up, too, in that basement.
Well, he said he could only escape at night. During the day, it wasn't possible to escape, but at night he was able to.
Wow.
So you assume the dad must have been asleep then, and maybe he worked a way out.
Wow. But they were waiting for the end of time.
Or they thought, or he was saying it had already come, which is really weird.
Okay, well, all right.
And there is actually some, I forget the exact story, but there was a end of time thing that they had gone into. Like 9 years ago, there was some guy that predicted the end of the world,
right.
And that was the thing that made them start doing this.
Yeah, is that not weird? And I guess this goes to say, too, are you prepared for a zombie apocalypse?
They were.
We know Heidi is. She's got some stuff in her closet.
She's still got stuff from Y2K. She's got crates of water.
I'm prepared.
Have you gone through all of your dried food and stuff?
Not yet. I have lots of ramen noodles.
What about beans?
And
I know you have a lot of beans.
I do.
There we go.
Yeah,
I know where I'm going if we have a zombie apocalypse. Heidi's place. I'll bring the guns. You got the food and water.
I got the food.
Yeah, but do you want to be locked up with her for that long?
Like I said, I've got the guns.
She lives above a bar, so we're good.
Kato will be there too then.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.